The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program is Mike Earl of KDSN Radio in Denison and Dale Wagner of the Sac Sun. Mike, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
A lot of things that are in the news right now, health care and the talk of repeal without a replacement. Where do you stand on that issue and in health care in general?
Well, I think it's the least favorable option because I think that it leaves too much in question for the future. And if we were to repeal, the repeal could be passed today, but it might not take place for 2 years. In other words, it would sunset in 2 years instead of on the date of passage. And during that period of time, we'd still have to do some things to Obamacare, tweaks to make it function because it's in a death spiral, and just leaving it like it is isn't going to be very satisfactory. For instance, like the 72,000 Iowans that don't have insurance, as an example. So I think it's the least favorable, but I would feel that we were at least making some progress if we were to do that.
Mike, go ahead with your next question.
Well, certainly. Senator also had a question for you. We see a lot of news right now out of North Korea. What are the options that are available in your mind, and what are the best options?
Well, the worst option would be military action because even if we did almost a perfect job of striking and neutralizing their military, in the meantime, they would have time to do tremendous damage to particularly Seoul. There'd be a terrific loss of civilian life. So I hope that we're able to do things two other ways. One, diplomacy through the help of China. And China doesn't seem to be delivering like the president thought they were going to deliver. So then economic sanctions are only much greater than what we counted on. And there'd have to be economic sanctions that would be promoted by the United States, like we did in a small way a week ago. We said a Chinese bank that was doing most of its business with North Korea couldn't do business with American banking systems. And if we would put that requirement on a lot of other China banks, it would hurt China, but it hurt North Korea more. And I think that's what we got to do more of.
Senator, we see some new RFS standards being put out. Where do you, how do you feel those go, and would you like to see any changes to those?
Yeah. The one on grain ethanol is good. The one on cellulosic ethanol is a real big disagreement. And the one on biodiesel, to be exact, is something that needs to be bigger than what it is. Senator Klobuchar of Minnesota and I will be leading a letter to EPA telling them what we think's wrong with it. We've got until Labor Day to get that done, and we hope that we can get a lot of senators to sign on. And then EPA's got until November 30th to make their final judgment. So between now and November 30th, we hope to change the mind of EPA.
Senator, we've talked about tax cuts before, and at the time it was health care first, then tax cuts. Is that still where that stands? And are there any specifics emerging as far as what type of tax cuts could see the light before the end of this session?
I think we will have tax reform before Christmas, and I believe it's going to include both corporate and individual. Almost out of necessity, both of them have to be dealt with simultaneously. I think it's the second highest priority after health care. And after tax reform, I think infrastructure would be the third on the priority list. And there's been lots of talks going on between the White House and Congress, and also between the Senate Finance Committee and House Ways and Means Committee. I think we got the start of a successful operation to get tax reform. The only thing that is holding it up is, as a practical matter, we've got to settle this health care thing before you can deal with tax reform.
As you look at some of the different trade agreements, and one of the campaign promises that Trump made as he was going through was dealing with either abandoning those trade agreements or drawing up new ones, is there any movement on that, and would there be repercussions, or what repercussions would you see from that?
Well, if he were to withdraw from any agreements like he did TPP, it would be catastrophic for agriculture. So I think that compared to the rhetoric he had during the campaign, compared to what he is doing now, he's moderated his views. So I'm not that we're going to have a catastrophe in international trade. We might even have some advancements from the standpoint of trade agreements that are maybe 25 years old, like NAFTA, need some updating. But I don't fear the renegotiations like I thought I would in November and December.
We saw the passage recently of Cates Law. Talk a little bit about that passage and where you stood with that particular legislation.
Now, I not only support it, but I'm an author of Cates legislation. I should say a co-author of it. And it's something that needs to be done because we have about one murder a month from illegal aliens that have been deported and returned to the United States. So we do need a Cates Law, which simply stated would have a mandatory sentence for people that return to the United States after they've been deported if they were deported for criminal reasons.
One other question, Senator, and I'll leave it at this. Earlier this summer, you talked about the potential of another seat opening up on the Supreme Court. Have you heard any more about that, or is there that possibility yet in the next couple of years?
Without a doubt, in the next couple of years, there's a possibility. And I think there'll be one yet this year. 2 weeks ago, it was rumored very tremendously in Washington, D.C., that Justice Kennedy would be stepping down. I don't know whether he's the next one or not, but this is the time of year when that's usually happening. And for sure, something's going to happen in the next 2 years, but I don't think that I wouldn't be surprised if before the summer's out, another justice has resigned.
Would you anticipate the filling of that vacancy to be just as contentious as the last vacancy was?
I think more so, because if Kennedy or any of the Democrat appointees resign, it's going to tip the direction of the Supreme Court more conservative, and that was not the case of Gorsuch taking the place of Scalia.
Renewable fuel standards they came out with yesterday. What do you think's going to happen? What steps are you going to take in light of the information that they released yesterday?
There's two steps to take. But first of all, let me tell you what I think of it. I think on the green, it's what the law requires, so you can't complain about that. At least they didn't cut that back. The cellulosic ethanol is so low that it's going to discourage investment. It's going to make people wonder whether or not the government's going to go along with second-generation ethanol, and that's very bad. And I'd say it's kind of a moderate point of view that I have on the biodiesel. It could be higher. So two things. One, everybody can comment on the rule between now and Labor Day. So I urge Iowans to make their comments. And they can do that online. I don't have an address, but you can find one for them. And then Klobuchar and I are going to send a letter. So I hope we get the usual 41, 42, 43 senators to sign on stating up about cellulosic ethanol and probably biodiesel too. And that's going to take a while. We got to get that done by Labor Day too. Try to get that done before the 1st of August because people are going to be leaving town.
During his trip to the G20 summit, President Trump's expected to hear from some other world leaders about the U.S. leaving the Paris Climate Accords. What are your feelings about the U.S.'s departure from those accords and how they'll affect your constituents here in Iowa?
Well, Iowans by themselves can do a lot if they want to have less emissions of CO2 by how they lead their life. But I think the president did the right thing based on the proposition that there's no enforcement agreement within it, so other countries say they're going to do something, but if they don't do it, there's no enforcement agreement. And I think if the United States did exactly like what it says, and China doesn't have to, and India, it puts us at a real economic disadvantage. And then the last thing I would say is that we're going to have to continue to do what we've been doing anyway, and probably will continue to reduce CO2 because we're back to the levels where they were in 1993, I believe. So we've done more than any other country has, and I think we set a good example, and I don't think we should be chastised by the rest of the world because by our pulling out, we aren't setting a good example when we've already been ahead of the rest of the world.
Going to move on to the Waters of the U.S. rule that was recently withdrawn. President wiped it out. What do you as a farmer and a legislator want to see as a replacement that will be drawn up by the EPA and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers?
Where we were prior to the EPA rule, and that was the definition of navigable river, where federal jurisdiction starts and ends and state jurisdiction takes over, as far up a river that a commercial boat can go and can't go any further. That's where federal jurisdiction ends and where state jurisdiction takes over. And so I think that that's the rule we ought to go by.
The Judiciary Committee's got an upcoming hearing on the problem of visa overstays. How drastic is this problem, and what are you hoping will come out of these hearings?
Let me quantify for you the problem. About 45% of the undocumented workers, immigrants in the United States, are people that came here legally and overstayed their visas. We've had an exit entry system on the books for a long period of time, but it's never been instituted. We put $1 billion into it in December to get it underway. That's not enough to get the job done, but it's enough to get started. And I want to see when we know when people come in, we know when they're supposed to go, and by having the exit entry system, we will know whether they left on time and then wouldn't be illegal under our law. And the hearing's going to look into how that process is going since we appropriated the money.
Last question. You're on the road this week again, meeting with your constituents. What's on their minds as you're talking to them?
25-50% the health care debate in the United States Senate. And everything else, like the president's budget cuts, trade, farm bill, crop insurance, FCC issues, put down immigration is another one that comes up.
Thank you, Mike and Dale, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.